Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
I want to speak to you out of the book of Judges, chapter 6 and chapter 7. And the Bible says this, and every man stood in his place in chapter 7, verse 21, around the camp. And the whole army cried out and fled. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that we learn something from this man that you have highlighted, not only here, but over 1,000 years later, 1,500 years later. You mentioned him in the book of Hebrews, great men of faith. And Lord, might we, as we stand here, be great men of faith. Bless us now, bless this message, in Jesus' name, amen. Most of you have heard about a group that's called the Gideons. The Gideons give away Bibles. And if you've ever went to a motel and you open the drawer, a Bible, and it's by the Gideons. The Gideons, when you give them money, they take no money out whatsoever. Every dime that goes in, each one of the Gideons pay their own way. Every dime that goes into the Gideons from the churches or from an individual goes directly for Bibles. I went into our older adults group one morning when they were having their luncheon, and I said, I had a brainstorm. Instead of giving flowers for funerals, instead of buying a cross, they'll sit on a stool. How about we buy Gideon Bibles each time someone dies? And unanimously, they said yes. So I don't know how long it's been, Jackie, several months now, we've been buying lots of Gideon Bibles because we've had many funerals. And I think that I would feel good about that, knowing that the Word of God was going to continue. And we want to remind you about Penny Drain's funeral. Penny was on staff here for about 9 years, I think, and maybe longer than that. And she did an outstanding job, and her funeral is tonight at 6 o'clock. It'll probably be more like a church service. And so even if you didn't know her, I think that you will enjoy what's going to happen here tonight at 6 o'clock. Well, the Gideons took their name from this young man. Now, Israel, they had moved into the promised land that flowed with milk and honey. And Israel had worshiped God for several years. But when the old leadership started to die off, they started worshiping other gods. Gods of the people of the land. After all, they wanted to get along with the people that they were living amongst. So they took on some of the gods of Baal and some of the other gods. They even had totem poles like that they worshiped. The Midianites had 135,000 soldiers. And they were coming into everyone's camp and they were stealing their food. How would you like that? You go out and you butcher a calf or you butcher a pig and you put it in the freezer and you come back and somebody's stolen it. Especially if you raised it yourself. Or you gather your wheat together and somebody steals it. So Gideon had went and hid with the wine presses in order to shake out the wheat and the chaff. And you don't do that in a confined place, usually, only when you're hiding, and he didn't want the Midianites to know what he was doing, so he was trying to save it for his family. And the Lord came to him. The Bible says it was an angel. And another place it said he saw the Lord himself. And he saw an angel. I'll tell you something. If I see an angel, I'm not going to know the difference. I mean, I know if it's a heavenly messenger, a godly messenger, I know it's meant for me. You say, preacher, have you ever seen an angel? I wish I could tell you yes, and I can tell you where. But the Bible says sometimes we entertain angels unaware. Sometimes things happen and someone just steps in at the right place at the right time. My aunt was 88 years old, driving from Lima to Toledo. Bless her heart, she's been gone now for several years, but had a flat tire just outside of Bowling Green. And a man pulls up behind her, and he said, let me help you. And she said, okay, because I don't know a thing about changing a tire. My husband always did that, and he died, and I don't know how to do it. Man said, I'll change your tire. And he looked in the trunk and he said, ma'am, your spare tire is flat. Now she was in a predicament. He said, if you wait on me, I will take your tire and have it fixed and I'll bring it back. She said he came back with a bottle of water, a sandwich, and my tire fixed. And he put it on. And I said, how much do I owe you? And he said, you don't owe me anything. Bless you. But Gideon had this angel that said, God is upon you. He said, what are you talking about? He said, I'm a nobody. He said, I'm from the least of the tribes, of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said, I am the least in my family. If anybody's ever going to do anything out of anybody in all of Israel and in all of my family, it isn't going to be me. It's going to be somebody else. After all, my brother's smarter. My sister can do more qualified. He went through all the excuses that we go through when we're kids sometimes and we are asked to do something and we say, no. And he said, well, I'm telling you, God's appointed. He said, well, give me a little bit here to think about this. And he said, and he went in and he made an offering and he made some meat and some bread. And you know, men cooked in the Bible? Yeah, they actually could make dinner and things. And I mean, he cooked meat and he made bread and he made, you know, sometimes I cook. You know why? I eat. It's a pretty good idea to learn how. I even hang up my pants myself. You know why? Because they're my pants. I never understood men that thought their wives were slaves. And I never understood a woman that allowed that. But anyway, let's move on. I'm just meddling. I run the sweeper once in a while at our house. Not to help Terry, but I live there. That's why I do it. You say, you're henpecked. Maybe. It's a good life. Happy wife, good life. So he's saying how unqualified he is, how he can't do it. And he went and he made this bread and he made this gravy and he made this beef and he went out and the angel said, I'll wait on, and he waited on him. And the angel didn't get upset because he knew what Gideon could do. God knows more about what you can do than what you know you can do. God knows more about your capabilities if you surrender to him than you know about your capabilities. So he went out and the angel said, and you said, God's hungry, you know, an angel's hungry. You haven't read the story, have you? He said, put it on that rock. And he put it on that rock, and the angel tapped his staff, and fire came down and consumed it. That was God accepting the offering. Gideon said, I think I've seen the Lord. I think. I remember when I was called to preach. I mean, I tested God a lot. Because when God called me to preach, I felt led from the time I was about 16 years old. But I was in the Navy, and I had 3 years to go. And I was under the wing of an airplane praying, and I said, Lord, You said to make your calling and election sure, and I had never taken one step towards ministry at that point. And he did. And then I said, well, Lord, where am I going to go to college? And I had all set on my mind to go out by Chicago. I had the school picked out and everything, and I couldn't get a job, and I had to work. So I came back, and I worked in the factory that I was working in before I left. And God opened every door that I needed in order to go into full-time ministry from that factory. When God's in it, no man can close the door. When God said, I'm going to bless you and I'll put you where I want you, but you bloom where you're at. So here he was out on this threshing floor, and here he was meeting with God with the message, and he said, okay, I believe you. Then he thought about it for a little while, and he said, hey, Lord, if you can hear me, I need some more evidence. I mean, you're asking me to go against an army of 135,000 people. And he said, I got to know you're with me. So I'm going to lay this fleece out. And if it's dry all around the fleece in the morning and the fleece is wet, then I'll know it's you. Sure enough, he got up in the morning and it was dry all around the fleece, and he took the fleece and he wrung it out. A whole bowl of water, the Bible says. Well, that convinced me. He said, okay, God, and he went back and he said, one more thing. There's 135,000 soldiers out there, and they're stealing everything we have. And Lord, could we just do one more night? One more night where I lay out the fleece, and it's wet all around, and the fleece is dry. Then I'll know it's you. You know what amazes me? The patience that God had with him in order to prove who God was. I've heard people say, well, I laid out my fleece, and God said to eat chicken instead of beef. That isn't the fleece. I'm sorry. You don't want to take responsibility for decisions. But he knew that the odds were all against him. He knew that this was a great step of faith. And even in the book of Hebrews, I'd mentioned, he's mentioned as one of the great men of faith. And he's sure enough, the next morning, the fleece was dry. And there was wet dew all the way around it. And he said, okay, God. Now he knew God was in it. And there's the point that changes your life. When you know that God is in it. I knew from the first revival that I had that God was in the ministry that he'd given me. I knew that. I saw the fruits of it. But that wasn't the last test God put me through. That was the last test I put God through. And God said, now call for an army. So Gideon puts out a call. And I think he was shocked. 35,000 soldiers show up. 35,000. And he looks out at him. I mean, I don't know if you can figure out how many 35,000 is, but it's a lot bigger than this church. 35,000. And God looked at him. And I think Gideon scratched his head and said, Lord, I'm sure glad you're in this, because I only got 35,000 and they, or 32,000, and they got 135,000. And God said, I am in it, Gideon, but it's too many. Yeah, there are too many. What are you going to do about those guys out there? No, I mean, you got too many. People aren't going to see me in it with 32,000 people. So he said, I want you to go out and give this speech. Anybody that wants to quit and go home, quit and go home. Anyone that's afraid, anyone that is afraid to take a step forward for God, I want them to go home. God said, just go home. We won't look down on you, but we don't need you on this. And they figured 32,000, 135,000, I'm going home. 20,000 of them left. Now he's only got 10,000. How's he going to fight this army with 10,000 people, soldiers? And God said, Gideon, I got one more request for you. You've got too many. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, you've got too many. He said, I want you to take him down to the river to get him a drink of water. And you'll have some that will drink with their hands and scoop the water up, but you'll have some will just put their faces right down in the water and lick it up like a dog. Those are the ones I want. I want the careless ones. I want the ones that don't care. I want the aggressive ones. I want the ones that want to get there right now and do something. So they went to the water, and 300 out of 10,000 put their heads in the water and lapped the water up like a dog. God said, I'll do it with them. Gideon said, well, Lord, are you happy now? We got 300. And he said, yeah. He said, but Gideon, I want you to go scout out the other guys. I want you to go over there to the Midianites' camp, and I want you just to walk over there and look in the night. And he heard them talking, saying, I don't know what's going on over there, but Gideon's leading this army, and it's an army of God, and I think something crazy is about to happen. God had already had them talking about Gideon, gossiping about Gideon. They had them afraid of Gideon and the sword of the Lord. He said, now, Gideon, what I want you to do is tell these 300 men to lay down their swords. Lay down their swords. He said, I want you to get a clay pot, and I want them to put their torch in the clay pot. And I want each of them to have a trumpet. So you have 300 torches, 300 pots, and 300 trumpets. Now, from what I can understand, every 1,000 men had a trumpet. Every 1,000 men was led, you know how we lead with a flag? Had a torch. And when he said, now I want you to go in, and I want you to go get right up on the enemy, and I want you to bust that clay pot, and that'll wake everybody up. I want you to hold your swords high, one hand, and blow your trumpet. They thought there was 300,000 people out there. The Bible says that the Midianites were so afraid that they got up and they ran and they ran and they ran and they ran and they didn't look back. Because the battle was God's. When we realize that we are here to live for God and to work for God and surrender to God, God can then use us and make something out of us, as long as we're trying to do it the world's way, by calculating and by figuring and by... We're not going to understand the blessings that God's had. If you look over the last 30-some years of this church, you will know something. God has blessed us. God has given us things in ways that we had never learned, never even thought about getting them. And he allowed things to happen. And he brought people in that can work and can teach. Because God's in it. But young people, I want to tell you this. God can use you. If you've been bullied, if you think you can't make it. Do you know Michael Jordan didn't make his high school basketball team? Wow. Do you know Thomas Edison was kicked out of school because he just was stupid? That's what the teacher said. It amazes me what God can do with someone that will not quit, that will say, Lord, I trust you, I'm going to stick with you. I did not quit the ministry because I could not go to the college that I thought that I wanted to go to, and for 2.5 years I'd planned on going to that college. I look back now and I'm so thankful God sent me to where he sent me and put me where he put me. And you can look back on your life and say, I saw God's hand in it. But you can never look back on your life and say you saw God's hand in it unless you surrender to God and say, not my will, but thine be done. What do you mean, Lord, I need to get up and find a Sunday school class on Sunday morning? What do you mean I need to go to a Bible class? What do you mean, Lord? I mean, I know enough of the Bible. I don't need that stuff they're teaching on Wednesday night about creation science and some doctor coming in. And, you know, I know what I believe. I already believe in creation. You do. But maybe there's someone that doesn't, and you need some answers. You may be the next one to be asked. So what I'm telling you, don't give up on yourself because God's not giving up on you. Don't quit because you think you can't make it, because God said, I will take simple things of life and confound the wise. And he does that every day. I was a C and D student in high school. Didn't like school. I loved sports, just didn't like school. Couldn't read. Stumbled. But God said, I'll make something out of you if you trust me. My brother, older brother, was an angel. We called him Eddie the Angel because he just never got in trouble. Well, we never knew. Jim was a baby. He never got in trouble. Now, me and Carol, and she was the girl. You know where that left me? I was the only one in the family couldn't sing. So I wasn't going to make it that way. But God took this little, my grandma used to say, Bobby, you're a very busy little boy. That's because I couldn't sit still in church, I couldn't sit still in school, and I couldn't pay attention longer than about that long. And you say, that's why you skip around in these sermons so much. Yes. And I've never taken Ritalin, Dr. Belo, never taken it. God can use you. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that each one of us realizes that we have a need for church. And Lord, just I tell all the kids when they get married, you need the church because you need some place once a week that can tell you and your family you can make it. No matter what the odds, you can make it. You can get beyond a sickness. You can get beyond a loss of a job. You can get beyond a move that you didn't want to make. You can make it. And Lord, I thank you that you told us to walk by faith. And when we come here, we know, Lord, out of all the other 6 days of the week, might be getting bills in the mail and dealing with work and dealing with heartaches and headaches, at least there's one day where we know that we're encouraged to make it. Lord, I pray you bless us today as we go forward and we make it. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.